During an interview on ESPN Radio last week, Jerry Seinfeld said he's had it with younger audience whose offendedness meters are dialed up too high.
I don't play colleges, but I hear a lot of people tell me don't go near colleges. They're so PC. Hey, I'll give you an example. My daughter's 14. My wife says to her, well, you know, in the next couple of years, I think maybe you're going to want to hang around the city more on the weekends so you can see boys. You know, my daughter says, she says, that's sexist.
You know, it's amazing.
That they just want to use these words. That's racist. That's sexist.
And it's not just Seinfeld. Last month, Louis C.K., in his opening monologue on Saturday Night Live, outraged some people by joking about mild racism and Israel and Palestine and pedophilia. So are comedy and humor being suffocated by over-the-top PC sensitivities? Or are Seinfeld et al. Just out of touch? I figured Alexis Wilkinson could clue me in. She is a writer for HBO's Veep, and until about 5 minutes ago, an undergraduate editor and ex-president of the Harvard Lampoon. Alexis, welcome to Studio 360.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So, Jerry Seinfeld won't play colleges. Last year, Chris Rock said he wouldn't play colleges anymore either. And now Seinfeld's upset people by saying that people get too easily upset. Alexis, what's the matter with kids these days?
Oh, I don't know. The youth and their sensibilities. I had found myself sort of backed into a corner by groups and, you know, not even realizing like, what, that was offensive. Like, who does that offend? Why, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me. You know, all you can do is say, okay, I'll learn from that and go on. And I think the other thing is a lot of comedians are, their egos are so huge. And I think that's why a lot of times, I mean, besides the other issues of, you know, sexism and whatever in the industry, is that you see these are old white guys who have never had anybody really try to call them on anything. And it's just so upsetting that somebody tries to tell them what to do. Like, oh my God, yeah. No, you don't get to tell me what's funny. I'm, you know, the universal funny. I know everything. And it's just, you know, that's just not how it is anymore. And somebody might call you out. You might have to apologize. I know it's crazy that you might have to say sorry or, you know, really sort of dial back. But that's actually what happens now.
Well, and they long since graduated out of ever probably or being heckled. And this is not heckling, of course. It's not a drunk guy saying, hey, you suck. It's people righteously being morally indignant. It's we don't know the correct lines yet in this new world, right?
Right, yeah. I think, and I mean, I learn new things all the time about both just the history of things that I might want to consider before topping up topic, or certain words that are offensive to different groups of people that you don't think about. That's just part of the game now. And, you know, that's what people expect. People expect you to take that into account when you're talking.
Right.
And either you do that or you, again, don't, no one's forcing you to go to colleges. I don't really care if he goes to colleges or not.
Right.
You know, no one's, you know, they probably don't pay that much anyways. They'll do your big shows around people who totally get it and came up in the same era that you did. But that doesn't mean that comedy now is terrible. Like people like Louis C.K. being one of them who could talk about controversial topics. People like Amy Schumer.
Yep.
You know, all these people who are really getting at tough topics, but nobody is calling for them to be burnt at the stake or anything. It's because they're thinking about it. They're actually thinking about it.
Well, but it's, we're also in an age, and I suppose we always have been, but even more, where different people doing comedy because of their race, gender, ethnicity, sexuality, whatever, are permitted to do to make certain kinds of humor more easily than others, right? I mean, as an African-American, as a woman, you can presumably get away with saying things and not as easily offending people because of your standing as that person.
That's totally true. But like Jewish people make Jewish jokes all the time.
Yep.
You know, Seinfeld, of all people, should be familiar with the idea that like half of the things that a lot of Jewish comics say, if coming out of somebody else's mouth, will be completely anti-Semitic.
Right. And also, I mean, sometimes whatever is said, some people are going to take offense, and you just have to understand that that's part of the gig, is that there's going to be people who find you offensive.
Right. And I mean, that's comedy. And no matter what, there's always some way to take a joke in an offensive way. But for me, I think it's finding the fine line between, oh, somebody's always going to get offended, I don't care if anybody gets offended, and, oh my God, I can't say anything because somebody might get offended.
Right.
Maybe I do need to say, hey, my bad, I'll work to be better in the future. And I know people kind of poo-poo that in general, especially in comedy, but I think in general, people respect being able to just own up to your stuff and move on instead of like deleting all your tweets and making snide, passive aggressive comments about it later. Like people will forget about it quicker than you think.
Well said. You are a wise young person, Alexis Wilkinson.
The youth aren't all bad, I'm telling you.
I'm you convinced me. You've convinced me. I'm back with the youth. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alexis Wilkinson is a writer for Veep. So, listeners, how about you? We have an assignment for you along these lines. Tell us a joke or a line of dialogue or some piece of humor or comedy that is close to the line and that some people would find offensive, but that you find so funny, it's okay. Let us know at studio360.org.
You can't blame the youth. You can't fool the youth. You can't blame the youth of today. You can't fool the youth. You're teaching youths to learn in school. That cow jump pool.